Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Me Versus Me by Jizzle from The Gambia. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Me Versus Me is Jizzle's second album after 2019's Finally, and his fifth project if we are adding on the three EPs that he's done, which is The Next Big Thing, Scorpion Volume 1 and 2. Me Versus Me was released on May 5th, 2023 under +220 on behalf of Jizzle. It has 15 songs, which is 46 minutes and 56 seconds of runtime, and there are four collaborations on here and also multiple producer placements. On the producer front, we've got a few tracks produced by Shy Boy, we've got Seka Beats, there's SK on there, there's Pluto Beats, and there's also mixing by Styles and mastering by Singer Tay from Pack Music. Right off the bat, track one, the most interesting thing about it is the fact that it is Amapiano. Amapiano from The Gambia. That's something that I didn't expect, but Jizzle has done a great job of really almost reinventing himself with each project. And I've reviewed, I think, just about every project that he's released, and that's a common theme. His growth continues to be something pretty interesting sonically, and not just as a star. I mean, he's big out there, but what he does musically is so interesting. It's the last thing that I expected, but it was a pleasant surprise. As we moved to track two, which is called Masibo, Jizzle enlisted the talents of Molze to give us a nice Afro beats type of number, and this kind of went back to the lane that I was expecting to hear from Jizzle in the first place. This one's got a beautiful vibe to it, and I think, you know, there's something there for those looking for a hit. And as you have it, track three went right back to the Amapiano vibe, and this one is called Kotilo. And you know what, I started getting a sense of what this album was gonna be like as a listening journey. There's obviously no Jizzle album without some heavy hitters when it comes to collaborations, and one of the collaborations on there is with Senegalese star Vivienne Chidid, and wow, what a song. It's got that popular West African sort of rhythm, that ta 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 ta. Oh my goodness, when you listen to it, it's just catchy from start to finish. Now, when you listen to other tracks on the album, for example, Teya Lone, I know it has that same rhythm going for it. And I think he was going for a certain mood when it comes to Me Versus Me, and he actually executed on it. What's even more interesting when you're now breaking down the genres and the feel of the album, he does go back to what I feel are some of his strongest musical roots, which is dancehall. On songs like Ding Ding and Wanna Get Rich with Hussein Dada, which I think either of those could become a big tune too, because The Gambia has got a serious love affair with dancehall in general. So there's some similar sounds, but it also makes for good listening because it's not like the sounds are all over the place. It's actually more like things are paired up together and there's continuity. As I was listening through Me Versus Me, I realized something. The Me Versus Me actually makes sense because you get so many different versions of who Jizzle is as a musician But if you've been following his journey for the last, I don't even know how many years, because he's been out there for a while, you actually realize that he's taken bits of himself from, you know, 2018, 2019, right through to now, and he's managed to almost like craft this project around that journey, around that growth, but still maintaining a very 2023-ness about it. It was interesting on this album to note that the title track is actually track 15. And it's a slapper. It's, oh man, it's smooth. It's beautiful. When you listen to it, it sounds full. It sounds rich. And I do think this is one of those songs that can actually do some serious damage on in a continental sense when we're talking about Africa, and less so just the Gambia. All in all, when I was looking at the 15 tracks, the unifier is Jizzle's delivery and how he actually does his melodies, and just that overall delivery. There's something super unique about it, and only Jizzle can do it, and that's really, really cool. It doesn't really matter which beat he's on, whether it's a little bit on the reggae side or the dancehall side, or on the Afrobeat side or on the Amapiano side, you're still gonna get that consistency. And he sounds good on all the beats, which is pretty awesome. There's a versatility there that you can latch on to, and he's harnessed it very well. I think over the years, as he's grown, his style obviously has changed just to become a lot more melodic in his delivery, and that's worked wonders, because now when we're talking about the Gambia, geez, man, this guy is probably top one of one. So it's pretty cool to see, and I really enjoyed that unification from start to finish. It was a great album to listen to. Loved the surprises. I didn't even think Amapiano was out there in the Gambia, but hey, Jizzle's proving everybody wrong and actually showing us that Amapiano is probably the biggest genre to come out of Africa in a long time. And here we are. He's given us a 15-track album, and I think this one is, yeah, for the Gambian massive, it's going to do very, very well. There are a lot of songs. I actually saved about 8 out of the 15 songs, which is more than half the album, so that's dope. But I'm going to give it another listen, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to save some more tracks out of there. And I will rate Me Versus Me by Jizzle a solid 7.5 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wamoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.